Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Laughing, 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 laughing.
I was wondering what would break first. That's it.
I was just wondering what would break first. Sometimes things break, and I just wonder about these things.
I was just sitting around near my china cabinet.
Is that like the Indian main?
Golly, golly, gosh, I was sitting around.
No, but really, really listen to Bane. Every once in a while, things will come out like that. Like,
bullshit.
I was wondering
was
what would break first. Your spirit or your body?
Take control. Take control of your city.
Got them. Take control. Take control of this delicious curry.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week we talk about some medical issues in Andy's house, we revisit some old glories, I weigh in on the Superman-Batman movie, and we watch some random old movies. And when you hear the sound of the real Superman theme song, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Hello, and welcome to Tancast.
Ladies.
Yeah. This Tancast is for all the ladies.
All the lovers in the house.
Look at the fellas! I'm Tim, the lady killer in Tancast.
I'm Andy. I once sat on a lady.
I'm Noah, the pussy filler in Tancast.
He's Noah, the ankle slapper, the kidney cracker.
Wow.
It wasn't so much what he says, like, it kind of rhymed.
Like he had that in his pocket, ready to go. For yeah. me to describe Noah in terms of sexual prowess, I've got
cracker.
This rhyme.
Where do you keep your kidney cracker, if not your pocket?
I got this rhyming couplet all set.
Son of a bitch.
Shall we do some tan laughs?
Why not? That's what we do sometimes. Sometimes.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
The daily grind can take its toll. It saps your strength and sucks your soul before you fall in that black hole. Let's make some jokes about smoking coal. Ten Laughs is here to save us. Jokes about your anus, and you can send your own joke if you please.
All right, so Tyler sent me some, especially for our 250th.
Ooh,
hey!
But, whew, there's racist, like, there's ironic racism, and then there's just using nigger for way too much.
Yeah, I felt a little like, I don't think I want to read these.
So, I'm gonna pick and choose.
Alrighty. Did anyone ever check the card?
The card of what?
The race card?
Yes. Has what? Tyler's card been stamped? Is he allowed to use that word?
No. He appears to be white as the day is long.
Short day, wasn't it?
What?
Who's that from?
It's from a Marx Brothers movie, and it was like your wife is as pure as the day is long, and then some guy comes out of the closet, and he goes, "Short day, wasn't it?"
Oh, he was banging that dude's wife in the closet.
And it was just like, it was something on some comedy thing I watched a long time ago, and I just, it stuck with me. I was like, that's fucking hilarious. Anyways, sorry.
Yeah, you are sorry.
I'll try to find the clip while you're saying you're in tan left.
Okay, well then. So I'm skipping most of these. Well, I mean, some of these are, you know, just like, not good-natured, but, you know, regular. Like, what's long and black?
Nose dick.
Truth. But if for this joke, the unemployment line. What's the difference between a black fairy tale and a white fairy tale?
Niggers.
Jesus.
I'm skipping those.
I know.
A white fairy tale begins, once upon a time. Black fairy tale begins, y'all motherfuckers ain't gonna believe this shit.
That's some truth there. A little nugget of truth.
From now on, I'm gonna start every bedtime for Drew with, y'all motherfuckers ain't gonna believe this shit.
That would be a much better show on ABC.
Oh, what? No, you would like Once Upon a Time.
That's right. I'm just saying, recast everybody black and call it Y'all Motherfuckers Ain't Gonna Believe This Shit.
Except for Robert Carlyle.
Nope.
Oh, recast come on.
Black.
Tim.
Black.
Tim.
Tim. Tim.
Black.
Tim.
Black.
Tim. More Tim.
ABC gets diversity in one fell swoop.
ABC these nuts.
Well, let me do the last one.
All right.
Whitney Houston's life is like skiing. Once you hit the white powder, it's all downhill from there.
Oh.
There's some truth to that.
A little bit of truth.
And that's it.
For the purposes of this episode, that's it.
Poor Whitney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Didn't she listen to Rick James?
Nobody listens to Rick
James. Not the good
James.
Parts. Not the important parts.
Yeah. I love how they cut it on Chappelle's show, so Rick James sounds like, that never happened. Okay, that totally happened. And here's how it happened.
I remember watching that skit with Andy when we were at the Tan House.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, we are seeing something hilarious right now.
This is like a whole new level of, Inception hadn't even come out yet, but I was like, we're watching the story, and then we're watching the guy who the story is about actually, retell the story in his own words and then cut back to the other story. And holy shit, that goofy dude is Eddie Murphy's brother. That was eye-opening.
I opened up for him once.
You did.
How was that, Tim?
It was all right.
Regale us with tales.
I told jokes, and then I got off the stage, and then he told jokes, and then he got off the stage, and everybody went home.
When you met him, did you say, Charlie Murphy?
I did. I introduced him that way every night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And he was okay with it?
Yeah, super okay with it. It was one of his first jokes about how people constantly come up to him and go, Charlie Murphy! his bodyguards or whatever, his people around him, were like, man, you've got to be sick of your name. I'm sick of hearing your name. And he goes, no, I'm not sick of his people coming up and saying, Charlie Murphy! Because before that, they were calling me Eddie Murphy's brother.
Now they know my name.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be preferable. Hey, your brother's super famous, isn't he? Can you give me an autograph?
Fuck you and your face. I'm going to call you Noah's friend from now on, Tim.
Good luck with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Noah's friend.
Or you can call me Big Tim.
That happened.
Anyways.
Oh, so this really happened?
Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like I miss out living all over here.
He's like Little Tim, you're like Big Tim.
That'd almost be racist if it wasn't so charming.
There's an interesting group of people Tim used to hang out with.
Quite a rogues gallery.
If you will. And I did.
Just now.
I'm going to look up a tan laugh now.
I'm going to do a tan laugh in the meantime from Jonathan, and I don't know if we've done it before, but fuck it, we'll plow through. So there are four kinds of sex. House sex, which is when you're newly married and have sex all over the house in every room. Bedroom sex, after you've been married for a while and you only have sex in the bedroom. Hall sex, after you've been married for many, many years and you just pass each other in the hall and say, fuck you. And courtroom sex, when your wife and her lawyer fuck you in the divorce court in front of many people for every penny you've got.
So true. So true.
Oh.
No, not really. There weren't courts involved. There's some fucking...
I was like, Noah's playing along with the O.
Splitting assets is not fun. I do not recommend it. Neither one of us was happy with, like, the arrangement. She felt she should have got more. I felt she should have got less.
Should have burned that motherfucker down. Burn it down to the ground.
All right, I got some jokes.
In fairness...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
All right. I don't think Noah wanted to break this down.
Okay.
I don't know how you thought he did.
This is just for the people out there.
The people, that's the people he doesn't want to break this down in front of.
Fair enough. Well then, bok bagok.
It's no big deal. I do have 10 less.
Oh, goody.
said to Roger, just to me. He says, Noah, some 10 less. Your bodyguard, Rockin' Roger. A drunk staggers out of a bar and sees a nun standing at the bus stop. He walks up to her and punches her in the face, and when she falls to the ground, he starts screaming, you're not so tough now, are you, Batman? Oh. A drunk walks into a bar. Ouch, he says.
That's classic. One.
I know. A drunk staggers out of a bar and runs into two priests. He says, I'm Jesus Christ. The first priest says, no, son, you're not. The drunk turns to the other priest, I'm Jesus Christ. The second priest replies, no, son, you're not. So drunk says, look, I can prove it. He walks back into the bar with the two priests. The bartender takes one look at the drunk and screams, Jesus Christ, you're here again? A French fry walks into a bar and the bartender says, a French fry walks into a bar and says to the bartender, hey, can I get a beer, please? The bartender looks at him, shakes his head, and says, no, we don't serve food here. Two jumper cables walk into a bar. The bartender says, you guys better not start anything in here.
Silly.
All right, there's some more, but I'm going to save them for later.
Excellent. Just put those in your back pocket. And by your back pocket, I mean your butthole.
All right.
My butt pocket. I'm going to keister it.
Your rump pouch.
You know, like they do in prison.
All right, I've tried several search permutations. I cannot find this quote Noah alleges the Marx Brothers said.
Oh,
full of shit.
Noah is full of shit. Full of shit. Full of shit. That's it. That's all I got.
Is that also going to end? Okay, so like every Lady Gaga song.
Poker face.
Yeah, I'll poke her face.
With my penis.
In her face holes.
Okay, then.
Get it right in that nose. So how was everybody's 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
They were two T-O-O-W-E-A-K. Spelling. mine were fine.
Excellent.
I'm pretty good.
I found out One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish is a way fucking longer book than you would expect.
So wait, that whole... How long was it? 12 minutes?
10 minutes. That's 12 minutes.
Red Fish, Blue Fish?
Yeah.
Because I skipped around and it sounded... I'm like, I don't remember this dialogue from Red Fish, Blue Fish.
Yeah, I don't fucking remember all this dialogue either. I was like, Arctic Zeus, what are you doing? One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, done. That's all I wanted. I want to get in, get out, get on with my life.
Oh...
Although, I have been saying around the house a lot, hop, 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 I am a yop. I don't know why. That's the part that really stuck with me from all that.
Oh, so much so that you texted it to Noah and I. Or did you tweet it? I can never remember.
I think I texted it.
Yeah. Hop, 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 I am a yop, dash, Batman.
It's funny. Because, like, most of the comments didn't seem like, wow, this is the best thing ever. There was just like, wow, Tim, you're weird. and I almost didn't do it. I was like, you know what? I was going to do this. I don't feel like doing it. And Noah's like, I am disappointed in you, sir. So I did it.
Cut to all my laudatory texts, and hopefully you will know that you must do this again sometime. There must be a part two. Because I laughed my silly ass off through the whole damn thing. Oh, especially the parts about asking your pop and asking your mother.
That's what Dean said. That's cold-blooded, Bane.
Yeah, and I replied to him just a few moments ago and said something about, like, I think that when I texted you, I referred to it as being stone cold. Oh, but my God, that was some funny-ass shit.
Oh, so just before last weekend, I had a sleep study done, finally.
Yes.
Yeah, sent you guys a picture of it and everything, which can't be posted to the site, so you'll just have to imagine my face.
I can post it to the site.
Well, you could, but I would rather you not.
I did. It's there.
Aww. Yeah, so they taped a whole bunch of shit to my face and to my nose and to my mouth, and then I got to sleep in a foreign room on a slightly too firm bed, knowing that there's an infrared camera that can see me all the time, and somebody whose job it is to watch that camera.
Did you jerk off a lot?
I did.
Watch it. Watch it closely.
It's like, I'm not going to sleep unless I do this. You like, and you watch.
Look at my dick!
Now it's a bat! Now it's a bullfrog! Now it's the Loch Ness Monster!
Why didn't you take one for the team, Andy?
I did not feel like having that on camera. I did realize as I was trying to fall asleep, though, that A, it would probably make it easier to fall asleep, and B, it would be hilarious. Still didn't do it, though. Couldn't commit to the bit.
You're like, look at my dick! Oh, you can't see it? Even with the infrared?
Oh.
Oh. Hang on, let me get a forklift. Call back. So, you guys saw how much shit was attached to my head. So in addition to all the other things I was talking about, I had to sleep with all of that stuff like just streaming off of me, like the tentacles in The Predator. Like, I don't know how the fuck those guys sleep. I guess they get used to it. So I tossed and turned essentially the whole night. I must have fallen asleep at one point because I had some weird-ass dreams, and then they woke me up at like 6:15 or whatever, and they're like, yeah, that was great, now get the fuck out. So they never came in and put a mask on my face that would like force air into my nose, so apparently if I do have apnea, it's not severe enough that they were like, oh shit, this guy's gonna die.
Well, I think you have been fine now. You haven't died yet.
Well, this is true. However, that's the thing about dying is, like, it happens to you once and then you find out, oh, that apnea was gonna lead up to a heart attack. So I'm still waiting. Was it a week later? A little over a week later. Week and a half. I haven't heard back yet about whether the brain scan said that I was crazy or anything like that, but
you probably are.
Still sleeping like shit. Still having weird-ass dreams. Some of them disturbing, some of them disturbingly bland.
Just like your life.
Just
like my life.
So basically,
medicine sucks, kids. Fuck it.
Yep. Medicine sucks and it never helps you.
Just prayer. That's all you need.
Yep. Exactly.
Pray the gay away.
So almost exactly a week ago, last Monday, we took Drew to the hospital to go have his adenoids removed, which I guess are just like your tonsils, but higher up, so they're kind of like between your sinuses and the back of your throat. And they warned us, like, okay, well, he's going to be out of it for pretty much the rest of today, and he's probably going to feel crummy for, like, another 2 or 3 days. Like, the very next day, we were yelling at him not to go racing up and down the stairs and trying to stand on his head and whatnot. And as we keep trying to kind of keep a lid on all of his 4/5-year-old energy, he keeps giving himself nosebleeds by, I guess, knocking clots loose inside his skull. So, yeah, he'll be like racing around, bouncing around the house, and run over to Caitlin and I, like, I gotta blow my nose! And you, like, look at him, and it's just like this little, not really a torrent, but sort of a little trickle at the corner of his nose of red.
Drew keeps giving himself nosebleeds, is what Andy said, but when Noah said what, Andy's like, nope, I need to finish saying all these words! I'm not going back for old words! New words!
From knocking his face into what?
No, just from, like, standing on his head and racing around the house and
Okay. So he's knocking... from being an active kid, he's giving himself nosebleeds.
Yes, because of the post-surgery clots up in his skull.
Gotcha.
Like, he keeps jingling those loose. So that's been real interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't have any jokes for that.
Yeah. I was just going to sit there and wait for a little bit. Hopefully you cut out all that silence.
There's no toddler bloody nose jokes I have in my back pocket. I was like, fuck, finally. I wrote these shits in the 80s.
Now I can bring them back.
Yeah, I bet his nose is bleeding like trickle-down economics.
Reagan, am I right?
Bleeding like he just did a line of coke, right? Right? Oh, for stripper's ass? Yeah, yeah?
I bet his nose isn't as bleeding as much as Michael Jackson's. He carves that shit up, doesn't he?
His nose isn't bleeding as much as our economy right now. Am I right?
Speaking of which, is it just me or are shoulder pads getting bigger?
What does that have to do with the bloody nose?
Nothing. Just the 80s.
Come on, Andy. The exercise is bloody nose plus 80s.
Oh.
There's a lot of coke in the 80s.
Apparently. Man, it took forever for me to figure out that the way too hyper dude in the original Die Hard kept doing coke. I guess I kept seeing the edited for TV versions where they like chopped those little bits out.
Oh, yes. The guy who was like, yeah, I got this.
Yeah. Like, that guy's like the greatest salesperson in the world because he's just so confident.
Oh, you're talking about Ellis?
Yes. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Oh. I wouldn't. I don't know if I would categorize him as hyper.
Go back and watch it.
No.
Yeah. Okay. You go back and watch it, Tim. And tell me what you gotta say then.
I'll tell you what I have to say now.
Fuck yourself. No. I want to hear it later.
All right.
Fuck yourself.
No,
it's later now.
Later after you watch the movie.
No, I'm not going to watch the movie.
You're a piece of shit.
A worthless piece of shit.
Look at my dear.
More Batman puns.
What's that now?
Someone was requesting more, not Batman, Michael Jackson puns.
I think we ran out.
I bet Tim's got a couple left.
Yeah, they're trying to be restarting something.
No. Wanna be starting something. This is over before it began.
Oh,
see,
Tim,
you didn't
hear the callback? The response song? No. The response song was starting something, not wanna. They were past wanna. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, this is a dangerous line to be going down.
I don't know that it's dangerous. It's certainly not funny.
All right, then. Fuck you guys.
It's in no danger of being funny. That much is certain.
That much is
Noah,
true.
No, fuck Tim. Don't stop till you get enough.
Is it Get It Up?
No!
Don't stop till you get it up?
This song's about masturbating, kids.
Don't stop
keep
till you
on,
get it up.
Keep
song's
on,
about
stop.
Erectile dysfunction.
Don't stop till you get it up.
I'm a Michael Jackson lyric expert, if you can't tell.
No. You could not be less of an expert.
I got all the lyrics memorized. Yeah.
You don't even know your basic ABCs of Michael Jackson's lyrics.
I believe Tim just took the whiz on Noah's head.
No.
I mean, the law of diminishing returns just tells us this series of jokes is history. It was just a little off-the-wall thing we did once. Can't be repeated.
Oh, Tim, leave me alone.
I did that one last time.
Oh, damn it. Okay, then give it to me.
Whoa. Are you looking shit up? There's no way you knew that was a Michael Jackson song.
Actually, I did know Give In To Me was a Michael Jack song, but Michael Jackson. Whoa.
A Michael Jack song.
Yeah.
I like to Michael Jacks off.
I tried to Michael Jacks off, but a hell of that shit hooked up to my head.
You mean you tried to beat it? I know we did that one last time too, but fuck it. Apparently we're not playing by the rules.
Hey, you know what? I think that is a perfectly normal and natural thing to want to do when you're having sleep study done. After all, it is just another part of me.
Oh, man. That was a long way to go to get the not that great pun.
Did you guys know that Billie Jean's not my lover? Billie Jean
is not my lover. I was aware. Do you remember the time we already did that pun?
That's all I got.
I think that was my favorite from the pun run. Tim, do you remember that time we made all those Michael Jackson puns?
Ah, you son of a bitch!
I don't know why I called the Noah a son of a bitch for that one, but
sometimes it's gotta go.
Because it was genius.
Hey, remember that? Hey, let's just talk about our times we were funny in the past. Let's not try to be funny in the present.
The time we made all those jokes, it was hilarious.
I do. Oh, you remember that time that Superman raped all those people and then KTVU was racist?
And what?
And then KTVU was racist?
Oh, yes.
Oh, speaking of which, did you guys see Colbert?
I did not. I'm sure Tim did.
His comeback was not to like really chastise them for being racist so much as the fact that they used a bunch of racist Chinese names, to which he responded with two racist Korean names.
I remember that. That was good.
I can't remember the second one, but the first one was Park My Plane Too Soon.
Well, I mean, they weren't really being racist, I don't think. Like, they got hacked, right?
No, that was a person reading it off a teleprompter.
Right. They weren't aware that those were not the real names.
Yeah, they claim that they talked to somebody at the NTSB, and that person, who I guess was a summer intern, which sounds shady as shit, confirmed those names.
Like, I think it's more likely that someone put those names up to fuck with them, and they just not realize what they were doing. I could be wrong.
I think that's who Colbert was calling out for being racist, though, is whoever came up with those names, not necessarily the people who read
it. Got you. Not necessarily the person who read it.
Yeah. Right. Did you guys also hear what KTVU's big solution for them accidentally being racist was?
Firing those people?
No.
No. Filing a bunch of takedown notices all over the web to try to get video of them doing it taken down.
Okay.
The Streisand effect.
Yep. Oh, yes. Yeah, because the Digital Millennium Copyright Act is doing exactly what it was intended to do.
By you mean not at all.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I was being sarcastic there.
Some group was going to sue them.
Oh, it was the airline company was going to sue them because reading those racist names ruined their reputation. And then they dropped that suit because I'm sure someone said, you're an idiot.
How about us crashing a plane ruined our reputation?
I can't remember if it was John Oliver or Colbert that said it, but one of them dropped ruining their reputation for very nearly landing planes every single time.
I would like to say that John Oliver is doing a bang up job on The Daily Show.
I think so too, and my wife was actually wondering out loud if this is maybe like foreshadowing Stewart wanting to retire and like go do other stuff. And, you know, kind of like where Carson just had a bunch of guest hosts and then retired suddenly.
Oh, I mean, Carson had a bunch of guest hosts all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then there was kind of a weird long string of them. Like he seemed to take a much longer vacation, then come back from it and be like, all right, I'm out. Peace. Right.
I'm not privy to those details. I said, I'm not privy to those details. Oh, Comic-Con happened while we were off.
It did.
Do you have some Comic-Con news?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you heard the big news.
Oh, the Superman-Batman movie?
Yep.
Directed by Zack Snyder, which I'm not pleased about.
Me either.
Did you hear that they had someone come out and read a line from The Dark Knight Returns where Batman beats Superman?
Yep. That's how they introduced the fucking logo.
Are you not happy about the line, or are you not happy about the logo?
The logo's fine.
Okay.
But it was the fact that it was like, okay, what line should we read from this fucking story? From any time the two have crossed over. Something about them being friends, something about what makes them different. Nope. The line where Batman is bragging about beating Superman. Fuck your face.
I was okay with it.
I just don't want to see a contrived movie where there's some contrived reason for Batman to beat Superman right out of the gate. How does Batman know anything about Superman? Kryptonite hasn't even been introduced in this universe.
I mean,
the two of them don't even have any long history. Superman doesn't even have a long history with anybody. Just a regular human is going to come out of the woodwork and beat Superman. Yep. Oh, good, because that's what you need when you're rebooting the biggest fucking hero ever. Someone to take him down a peg, second movie. A regular dude. A dude with daddy issues and fucking tights takes him down, second movie!
Someone feels very strongly about this.
And while he's
this.
Down, yells over his bleeding remains, look at my dick.
You know what? If it was called Batman versus Superman, look at my dick, I'd be all right with it.
Oh,
no, that won't be there. Look at my dick! Don't worry about that. No, it'll be like, look at my big long dick in your super face.
No.
Too much?
Yeah, a little too much.
All right. It won't even be that either, because it's not going to be Bale.
Bale?
So I have to write yet another Batman theme.
Oh,
although it would be awesome if it was Keaton.
I don't know why. For some reason, when you said Bale, I thought you'd mispronounce Bane.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
I've come back from the dead to beat up on Superman. And I put on a Batman mask.
Catwoman shot me in the goddamn dick.
Really? You're sounding more and more Middle Eastern the more you do your Bane impression.
I think they're all just going to diverge in different directions.
Anyway, so yeah, that's how I feel about that.
Well, Tim, that's okay. It's just human nature.
No, stop it.
That's good.
No, I like that one.
This little one was not expected.
You rocked his world. Meh. I'm not proud of that one.
You shouldn't be.
I've made some various things over the past few weeks.
Ah. Did you make any of them with jam?
Jam!
No, but I didn't masturbate. I didn't masturbate in the kitchen.
Jam down!
Sorry, you were not masturbating in the kitchen?
I was not masturbating in the kitchen.
Wasn't we supposed to remind you to do? Is that what you're doing right now? We're supposed to remind you to do a don't masturbate in the kitchen recipe?
Noah?
Yes, right.
Is that what you're doing now?
Yes.
So I didn't need to remind you?
Nope.
So I've interrupted your flow for no reason?
Yep, that's all right.
How does it feel to be Noah'd?
It's okay. I feel good about it.
All right, then, carry on.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen. Kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember. Do not stroke your bone. Don't masturbate in the kitchen.
So I've made four different things. I'm trying to think of which one I should talk about. All right, I'm going to talk about my...
We'll be here while you wait.
My friend's favorite. I made Fluffernutter bars.
Oh, those were fucking delicious. Wait, that's what I had, right?
Yeah, you did.
No, Tim, you just had nut.
Nah, that was a fluffer.
That's what I brought to the barbecue.
Yes! Winning!
So, Tim loved them as well.
Excellent.
Shit out of
him! Let me just get the recipe, and I will provide Tim with the link. So, yeah, these are pretty easy, because basically you're mostly just combining pre-made ingredients. You have some Nutter Butter sandwiches, some Reese's peanut butter cups, marshmallows, butter, and Reese's peanut butter chips. Now, I will say, if you make these, it's probably better to use a double boiler. Or apparently you can make a double boiler out of just like a pan and a metal bowl.
I was about to say that. If you don't have a double boiler, just find a metal bowl that's larger than the saucepan that you're boiling the water in.
Mm-hmm. Because, when I did the marshmallow part, you have to melt some marshmallows for this one. It did get a little burnty. But,
yeah, that's
still
tricky to do.
Delicious. They're pretty delicious. Pretty simple to make. Not very many ingredients. You're mostly just combining dry ingredients, melting the marshmallows, tossing that with the dry ingredients to make it all stick together, and then you let it chill for a little while.
Chill for a minute, yo.
Chill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have any tips for this one, but for the next three or four weeks, I'll have some other recipes to tell you about that, and I will have some tips. But yeah,
excellent.
Ooh, snap.
What about the tips of your dick?
It's not as delicious as these, but...
Mm.
Yeah, and yesterday, a little teaser. Well, I mean, I guess if I tell you now, it's not a teaser, you could probably look up the recipe. But I made s'mores brownies yesterday. They turned out pretty good. And
s'mores
I posted a picture
brownies,
on the Facebook.
You say?
Yeah, I do, sir. They were delicious. Take control of your chocolate.
Fuck, I'm hungry now.
I feel like Noah was talking a moment ago, but I think all the blood just rocketed out of my brain and into my dick.
Did I turn you on that much?
Apparently. Whatever you said, that must be my trigger word.
S'mores brownies? There you go, skin.
Oh, I got a little nosebleed. Oh.
Oh, did your son hit you? Daddy, be like me.
Pick up a teeth, bitch.
Wow.
Child so violent.
Quickly.
It did. Child abuse. I mean, yeah, something.
Your child is abusing you. It works, it works. I saw some movies.
Excellent. What were they?
Oh, I saw The Hobbit.
Again or finally?
Finally. I had never seen it before. And like I texted you guys that those movies made me realize that if you have access to big ass fucking birds, you do not need to do so much fucking walking.
Yeah, in much the same way that, like, if you've got, like, a whole armored column, don't send a couple of guys in with, like, sticks.
That's funny if you've seen it.
It is, Tim. Thank you for enjoying that with us.
No problem.
And realizing the shape and scope of its humor.
I haven't seen it.
I know.
I'm talking to the audience. Oh. You guys can't hear me.
I can hear you.
I haven't seen it because I don't give a fuck. Oh.
Let's see. What else?
Remix.
I saw a movie called Me, You, and Everyone We Know, mostly because there is a reference to this movie in Cards Against Humanity.
What's Against Humanity?
Cards Against Humanity? You haven't played that
cards
game?
Cards like the Ace of Spades?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It just like seems odd.
Apples to apples, but fucked up.
Yes.
Oh.
I can't believe we haven't played this game, Tim.
We have not.
Huh, we should play it. I think you would enjoy it. Let the game begin! So, in the movie, you and everyone these two kids are talking to someone online. And they're kind of flirting. And so the older kid is like asking his younger brother what he should say. And she goes, well, tell her that we can poop back and forth. Like, I poop in her butthole. And then she poops it back in my butthole. And we do it back and forth forever.
What?
Exactly. So there's cards against humanity that's something like back and forth forever. And my friend's like, that's a reference to a movie. And so I saw the clip and I'm like, fuck, I want to see this movie that has this really fucking weird random dialogue.
I have a feeling that may have been taken from Life. someone must have really said that. Someone's like, fuck it, that's going in a movie.
I mean, you have to imagine, like, anytime like people doubt something really happened, I'm like, if you think of all the fucking people in the world and the scenarios, like, this has got to have happened once.
Truth.
Yeah, and so, like, the girl's like, oh, that's, that's so hot, I'm touching myself. And so, then they eventually meet, and so, it's like, it's such an odd scene. There's this grown woman sitting on this bench, and then this little black, mixed kid comes down, sit next to her, and he looks at her, and then he gets up on his knees, and is looking at her like, hey, I'm the guy you've been talking to, and she looks at him, she gives him, like, a little kiss, and then just walks away.
Spoilers.
It was not a bad movie.
Hey, Noah, I'm sure you'll be pleased to know that there is a backandforthforever.com.
Oof. Oh. Oh, God, why?
Will I be pleased to know?
Please wait until you're off the podcast to please yourself. And do it during the sleep study.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The little symbol is like two little parentheses with arrows pointing back and forth. So that's like the poop going back and forth between their butt cheeks.
Yes.
Oh, dear God.
Good, you got the package.
And apparently the site just exists to answer the question, what the fuck is those parentheses, less than, greater than, paren, paren?
And
I think that should be the title of this episode, that little symbol.
Oh, yes.
Can we do that?
Pretty sure. I mean, it's...
It technically, it's not even language. Oh, we're going to get kicked back off iTunes.
This site's so random. It's just like, you're just clicking back and forth and it's answering these questions.
Oh, dear. No one's going to fall down a rabbit hole. And then back out of the rabbit hole and back in the rabbit hole and back out the rabbit hole forever.
Oh, man.
Just back and forth.
This thing goes on forever.
Exactly.
Oh! I see what they did there. I wonder if it really does go on forever.
I just blew Noah's mind.
Fuck! It just blew my mind. All right. I'm done with that. Oh, wait. Now there's pictures? Holding up the symbol? Anyways, all right. I'm done. Really.
Okay.
I saw movies also.
What Tell movies did you saw?
I saw RIPD, which is getting trounced at the both at the box office and by the critics.
But you said it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't at all that bad.
Yes. Several critics have determined they are going to poop back and forth into its butt forever.
Well, I can't remember. What the fuck is his name? Carl Reiner. He tweeted, like, that might be the worst hit movie in the history of movies. I say might because I haven't seen all the movies. I was like, really? Because I enjoyed it better than Ocean's 12. Sick burn! Which is not 100% accurate. I would say Ocean's 12 I have grown to like more. I didn't like it at first, but I like it more now.
You rewatched it?
Ocean's 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, I own it.
Huh. I wonder if I should rewatch
it. I own all
it,
the oceans.
Because I did not care for it. Although I did like the second one, even though a lot of people didn't.
That was Ocean's 12.
Oh, yes, that one I liked. Sorry. Yeah, Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13. Yes, okay.
I didn't feel like Ocean's 12 was that great, but that scene at the end where the dude's doing the kung fu plus parkour or whatever the fuck it is.
You like that scene?
Yes.
Oh, it was okay.
Wow. Like,
I'll just watch that scene.
Wow. Really? I thought that scene was like the worst part of the movie.
I don't know about the worst, but I mean, if it wasn't in there, I would not miss it.
Yeah.
What I really liked about the movie was, A, the music, and it was kind of like a throwback to like a kind of like 60s style like movie, I felt.
Yeah, I can see it there.
It definitely had a retro feel. So like a shittier time where we knew less about cinematography.
No, it wasn't about cinematography. It was just like, I don't know, I really liked it. I felt like it was a much subtler movie than the previous one. Don't laugh at him.
That was a good one.
No. I say no because I enjoy that movie and he's not agreeing with me.
I enjoy the movie too, but that was funny.
Deal with
what
it.
Do you want from me?
Not to laugh at him.
You know what? Normally, that is my MO. But the sun even shines on a dog's ass some days.
Hooray! No, I'll make it up to you later by texting you more big boobs.
I finally got to the end of that website.
Did the poop just fall on the ground?
No, there was no poop. There's nothing gross about the website.
Good.
Oh, so RIPD was fun. Didn't really remind me of Men in Black much at all.
Even though the trailer did, like, it kind of...
I mean,
the trailer...
Yeah, in broad strokes, it's similar to Men in Black, but I wouldn't say, like, oh, they just copied and pasted the script from Men in Black.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it did, like, just looking at... I mean, although it's not a original premise anyways, but, like, you know, the you know, funny young guy and the older serious guy and... But, I mean, that's not really a new premise just for Men in Black anyways, but...
Yeah. And it wasn't even the race thing, and also... There's a major actor that shows up towards the beginning that you're like, oh, well, this person is clearly going to be involved in the rest of the movie. I don't know why I haven't seen him in the ad campaign. So this minor role that he's got, I'm sure, is going to come back later. And sure enough, it does.
Was it a good role? Enough.
Was it a good role?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
His role. The person they're talking about. The mysterious person.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Like, I mean, you know, did it add something to the movie?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's almost the main thrust of the second half of the movie.
Oh, all right.
Thrust.
I'll just say, it's Kevin Bacon.
Oh.
Bacon thrust.
So you didn't think it was as bad as everyone else thought it was?
No. I don't know. And then I also watched the entirety of Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, the animated series, which is streaming on Netflix.
And?
It's not bad. It's no Justice League.
Is that the one where the first episode is them? Oh, no, that may be a new one that's just come out on TV.
There is a new one that just came out that is supposedly like a sort of sequel to this series.
Ah, okay.
Even though only the Hulk's voice remained.
Because
everybody
like
else got new voices.
So is Earth's Mightiest Heroes, is it done?
Yes.
Red Wing?
Oh. No. I almost watched all of it. I watched like a good few seasons of that show.
There's only two seasons.
Oh.
So.
No, watch the good both seasons.
And yeah, they left a lot of threads hanging when they decided to end the show and replace it with a new one. So I don't know if they're picking up those threads in the new show, but...
What's the new one called?
Here's the thing. I think it's called Avengers Assemble.
Okay. Yes, that's it.
Which is funny because the last episode of Earth's Mightiest Heroes is called Avengers Assemble. They work in a lot of people. They worked in the Fantastic Four and Wolverine and Spider-Man. They got a lot of guest people in there. But every episode ends with, oh, gotta come back next week. Like, I guess that's kind of how comics end a lot, too. But it was very annoying. Because it was like, okay, I'm gonna go to bed. Fuck! All right, well, I gotta see what this happens. Then there's a part where a Hulk, the Hulk sort of gets kidnapped. They fucking leave him kidnapped for like 20 episodes! Like, they do whole other shit. Like, they rebuild Captain America's shield before they go get the Hulk.
I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, fuck him. Like, they do the Skrull storyline. They do... something else I'd heard of. The other thing.
The Phantom Menace?
No, they don't do the fucking Phantom Menace.
Mm. Oh, what's his fucking name? Galactus.
Ah.
Although that was just... that's just the finale. And so it's sort of a self-contained thing. But meanwhile, like, the Enchantress from Thor had teamed up with somebody else to start Ragnarok or something, and then that just thread is dropped completely.
Like, oh, we will so what start. Happened to all the gods? They got better. Well, Tim, if you don't like TV shows that are going to end with, oh, shit, don't ever get into Breaking Bad.
Don't worry. I won't.
Why won't?
Why won't?
Why won't? My wife.
And that then I also watched sense. Creepshow.
What?
Creepshow 2. Creepshow 2. I watched Creepshow 2 on Netflix streaming.
Really? Oh, I think I've seen almost all of those movies.
I don't think I've ever seen part 1. I remember seeing at least some of part 2 when I was little, and it creeped me out, and it still does. But only the part that...
So it lives up to its name. You're like, yes. That was a show, and it was creepy.
Although it probably isn't. I just think the kid in me who saw that and was creeped out is still in there somewhere like, that still fucking creeps me out! I'm like, the kid, look at the shitty acting. Look at the shitty acting! Look at those horrible special effects! She's clearly holding on to that! Creep me out!
Also, sometimes it's just the idea of it, right?
Kinda. So, like, Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, it's an for those of you who don't know the Creepshow series, they're like an anthology of Stephen King stories. Mm-hmm. Some he wrote originally.
I did not know they were Stephen King stories.
Mm-hmm. Now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
Oh.
No. Well, this one says George Romero also wrote. Oh, I guess maybe he did the screenplay. Oh, interesting. Well, I had no idea. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
See, I just got Noah'd by Noah, the way God intended.
Noah.
We have to go deeper. No exception. So it's an anthology series of different horror stories, and the one in the middle is called The Raft, and it's about these four kids who, first of all right, I'm going to have to deconstruct.
Oh, yes.
Well, first of all, I'll say it's these four kids who swim out to a raft, and then there's this creature, this like oil slick creature that eventually eats them all one by one. Spoiler. Okay, so I have to deconstruct this. First of all, it's like, I want to say it's September, and they're so excited to be driving out to the middle of nowhere to swim out to a raft. I was like, when were four kids, grown-up kids with access to a car, this excited about anything so stupid? Like, fucking, we are going to swim to this raft. Oh, fuck, I can't wait to swim to this raft. Like, those are almost verbatim lines in the movie. Now, the raft isn't amazing. It's a tiny little raft. So you swim out to the raft, and then you sit there for a while and swim back. Like, in the best of scenarios, that's what happens. Like, in a non-supernatural scenario, yep, we made it to the raft. Fuck it. Let's go home.
Hooray for floating. Stationary.
So they swim out there. Midway through the swim, or one of them has made it all the way there, and then sees an oil slick eat a duck. His response is not to go, fuck, I'm going to swim back to the shore. His response is to tell the other people who were swimming towards the raft, some of whom have just left shore, quick, swim faster to the raft so we can all be trapped on the fucking raft. Which they are. all get trapped on the raft. And then the guy, the one guy who saw it eat the duck is trying to convince the other people that it's bad. And the guys are like, nah, it's just an oil slick. How would you fucking have an oil slick in the middle of a stationary pond? There's no inlets. There's no... fucking the Exxon Valdez didn't crash here. There's no reason for an oil slick.
Well, there could be a natural seep.
You know...
Well, and... Yes?
The reality show I would love is to put people in these situations and see if they act, like, rationally.
Holy shit, that's a great idea.
I was like, I'm going to punch so many holes in... No. Genius.
That's a fucking great idea. You get people onto the reality show under false pretenses, and then you just make horror scenarios happen to them and see what happens.
Yeah, like,
oh
see...
Oh, my God, why has this happened? How the fuck do we have 75 Real Housewives and not one of these?
I got an idea. Let's start off putting all the Real Housewives in this shit.
Let's put them with an actual serial killer.
I mean, they had things
like... And we just call
like,
that karma.
Didn't they have the one where they scare tactics, right?
Right, but that was just, you know, they...
That was like a hidden camera show. That wasn't a reality show.
Yeah, it was
show.
Just like, we're going to scare these people.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, hey, let's recreate horror scenarios and see how people really react to it. Oh, that's fucking genius!
Because I mean, on one hand, I think, yo, yeah, there's a lot of scenarios that wouldn't work. But on the other hand, I bet, like, if you're in that situation, you're probably not going to think as straight as you think you would think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you probably would do some dumb shit like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that makes no sense.
Like, huck a heavy book at your roommate's nuts.
I'm going to go hug a heavy book.
War and peace. Anyway, I'm not done deconstructing this piece of shit yet.
Okay. I gotta go poop, but you can go ahead and keep going. I'll be back.
Okay. Oh,
Tim,
shit.
Tim, I'll listen.
Oh, yeah, and I should probably wrap up, too. Oh. Well, I can be done constructing this piece of shit.
Oh, but you had more. I don't want to stop you, buddy.
All right, well, you go poop. Well, I just realized we've already been recording an hour.
Well, you deconstruct while I poop, and I'll come back.
All right.
Okay. Noah, go yes. Find someone you care about, Noah.
Back and forth forever.
Nice. I may just call the episode Back and Forth Forever.
Fair enough. In that case, the little emoticon needs to be the album art.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
So then, okay, now all four of them are on the raft, and the thing is coming towards the raft.
Uh-huh.
And what the girl decides to touch it. She's like, oh, I want to touch it. And the guy's like, no, don't touch it. But
it's a big, like, blobby black thing, and it's moving under its own power. Yeah, my first instinct is, I'm going to touch that thing.
But he never says, I just watched it eat a fucking duck. He never says that out loud. I just watched a duck struggle to try and get away, and they get pulled in the water, and then no more duck. He never says that.
I can see where, like, you would lack the words to get that out.
He
like,
has
just,
plenty of other words!
Like, your brain can't get it, but it would be more like, no, no, no touch, bad, no, no, hey, no, hey.
So when it touches her... Mm-hmm. When she touches it, boom, she's eaten.
Does
Which
just,
I'd
like,
also
suck
say,
her in or
clearly,
something?
Like, in the lead-up to this, like, the hero quote, like, the last guy alive in the story, treats both the women shittily. Like, on the drive there, it's clear that she is interested in him, but he keeps paying attention to the other woman. In fact, she only swims out on the raft, I think, to upstage the other woman to impress this guy.
Oh, ladies, stop trying to impress the dickbags.
And then she dies.
You'll only ever get eaten by some weird oil slick in a lake on a raft.
So then, of course, there's a douchebag muscular guy who thinks he's going to outswim it, and that's his big idea. And so, because it goes under the raft. So then he gets ready to swim it, and then all of a sudden he's like, ah! And then it's come up through the cracks and grabbed his foot, and it pulls him through the raft, basically, and eats him. So then he discovers that if you put your feet on the slats and not on the little holes in between the slats of the raft, you're safe. For some reason, it can't go that extra inch and grab you.
Oh, so it can go up, but not up and over.
Right.
You know, because physics.
Yeah. So then, for some reason, the thing swims away instead of just staying under the raft. So then him and the remaining girl take turns. One of them will sit down, and the other will make sure they're watching it. Until he gets into his mind that he wants to touch her titties.
As you will when you're, you know, facing certain death from a great big black blob that's eaten two of your friends.
Right! In front of you. Moments ago. Granted, I think they make it through the entire night. Also, they left the car running the entire time, and it's still running in the morning. I'm like, bullshit. I don't know much about gas mileage in the early 80s, but those kind of cars did not get it. It was like a Thunderbird or something. Anyway, so then he's in the middle of, you know, messing with her boobs, and of course it comes through the raft and eats her face. It gets her first. He's raping her, but she dies. She pays the price for it.
Well, you know, Dubai rules.
Oh, by the way, she was asleep at this point when he decided to touch her breasts.
Do you get to see the titties?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So then,
80s horror films.
That made me so angry. I was like, this is bullshit!
He should die. She should be okay.
Well, then, he realizes while it's eating her, he has a chance to swim to shore. And he does. He barely makes it ahead of the blob thing. He goes, ha-ha, I beat you. And then it comes out like a wave, like a huge wave, and crashes over him on the beach. Meaning it could have done that at any point on the raft.
It just liked fucking with him, and it wanted to see her titties. Like oil slicks will want to do.
I was like, this whole movie was pointless. I mean, this whole thing was pointless. Although, apparently, that's not how the original Stephen King story ended. Although, apparently, he was still a shithead and decided to try and have... I think... Although, maybe she was awake and they decided to have sex with each other and then it eats her. Stephen King
seems to have a thing about people just having sex. Like, well, we almost died. Let's bone. Well, we're still in mortal danger. Yep, but it'll release some of the tension.
I'm tired. Yeah, but I'm also really wired. Want me to go eat your pussy? I can't remember that shitty line from that shitty movie, but it's something to that effect.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Anyway, so in the Stephen King novel, apparently it ends with him just giving up and deciding, oh, well, it's going to eat me. Mm. I'll just sit here and let my fate come to me.
I got to say, Tim, I think that my dick is probably allergic to mortal peril.
That was good, Tim.
All right. Was it? Did you like that?
Yeah, that was great.
No, that's a fast poop.
The quote is from Shark Attack 3.
I feel like we must have talked about this on Tancast, because this is starting to sound familiar.
Hang on, I'm waiting for it to play, and then I will say the entire quote.
But there have been 249 other episodes, so... Milestone.
Dude, that was a quick poop. Oh, yeah, I felt like it took a long time.
A quarter of a thousand. That's a lot.
I'm exhausted. Yeah, me too. But I'm also really wired. What do you say I take you home and eat your pussy? And then next scene, they're making out.
Well, very good.
That quote does sound familiar.
I think you've probably heard it in a mashup of world's shittiest quotes on movies. Because that's where I first saw it.
I know what I'm going to be YouTubing for the next 15 minutes.
Shitty movie quotes?
Uh-huh.
You know what you won't find? Something about a guy in a closet saying, short day, isn't it?
Short day, wasn't it? It might not have been the Marx Brothers. I'm not 100% sure about that.
You know what else you won't find?
What's that?
Look at my dick!
All right, we're going to wrap this up?
I can't find it anywhere. I can't believe... No, you made this up. You dreamt this in a fever dream.
No. It was on a thing called Comedy Tonight. It was like a special on KQED that my grandma recorded for me, I think. But it wasn't Comedy Tonight. That was just the name of their...
That was their stand-up show.
Plot twist.
But it was like some special that they did about like just different types of comedy.
No, it doesn't have a grandma.
I'll track it down.
You gonna do that right now, or are we gonna wrap up?
No, we can wrap this up. What's so funny?
No. I'm laughing at you and Andy. Like, are you gonna track it down now, or are we gonna wrap up?
I got somewhere to be, so that's why we can wrap up.
Wait, I found a reference to it, but it still doesn't say where it's from.
What did you find?
Short day, wasn't it? I stole that from a Marx Brothers routine. That is the closest I've come to actually finding it.
See, I didn't make it up.
Either that, or you and this guy are in cahoots.
I was like, how long ago was it posted? I've been planning this for a while.
2011.
Yeah, since then.
That's it. There's four results, and two of them are that.
Maybe it just wasn't one of the best bits, but for whatever reason, it stuck with me.
This is bullshit. I'm gonna call my mom. She knows Marx Brothers stuff.
All right.
We'll get to the bottom of this. In the meantime, this episode sucked.
Remember, never trust an oil slick in an enclosed pond.
This week I hate that George Zimmerman helped pull a family out of their upside-down SUV because I like my morality unambiguous.
Oh, really? George Zimmerman, like, went and helped somebody?
Yep.
Was it a black family? Because that'd be even better.
Of course not.
No.
All right. Remember, never trust George Zimmerman. He will pull you out of your upside down SUV and then shoot you because he was threatened by you.
It's okay, though, because the SUV was black.
You're doing it like Zack Snyder, which means you're fucking ruining Superman.
Oh.
That's right, Zack Snyder. I said it. Take that.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the TanCast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to TanCast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@TanCast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official TanCast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to TanCast soon, and next time, bring a friend. TanCast.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.